You are listening to a special pre-recorded episode of the Four-Person Show. Though we will not be taking live calls tonight, we want to answer any questions or comments you may have. Drop us a line at email at thefourpersons.com.
Welcome to The Tangled Knot with Deb Rojas. With the help of our Heavenly Mother Mary, undoer of knots, Deb seeks to help us untangle the knots we find, and often cause, in our own lives. Deborah Rojas, MS, is a psychotherapist and mental health counselor at Integrity Counseling Services. A graduate of Divine Mercy University, Deborah utilizes a variety of approaches within a Catholic Christian framework, depending on the needs of the client. These approaches include cognitive behavioral therapy, internal family systems, emotion-focused therapy, forgiveness therapy, person-centered therapy, gestalt techniques, and narrative therapy. She specializes in women's issues, relationship trauma, spiritual trauma, physical and sexual trauma, anxiety and depression, and grief and loss. She also works with priests, pastors, and seminarians, drawing from her background of over 20 years of working in both Protestant and Catholic churches. For more information about Deb and Integrity Counseling, please visit them at integritycounselingpa.com. Once again, the address is integritycounselingpa.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Deb Rojas.
The knot of disobedience of the first woman, Eve, was undone by the obedience of Mary. The knot the Virgin Eve had created was undone by the Virgin Mary through her faith.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Tangled Knot. Deb Rojas is off tonight. I am John Benko, the founder of this apostolate known as the Four Persons and the director. And tonight we're going to explore this concept of The Tangled Knot, upon which Deb Rojas' show is based. The quote you heard was from St. Irenaeus in the 2nd century. That is the origin of this concept of Mary untying the knots. She untied the knot created by Eve in her disobedience. Now, that is the story of the origin of the quote. But it's not the story of the origin of the devotion, for that would come much later. This is from an article from the University of Dayton.
The story of the devotion to Mary, untier of knots, begins with the German nobleman Wolfgang Langenmantel. For some years, he had been married to the noblewoman Sophie Imhoff, but by the year 1612, the couple was on the verge of a divorce. To save their marriage, Wolfgang decided to pay a visit to Father Jacob Ramm, a Jesuit priest who lived at the monastery and University of Ingolstadt, located 70 kilometers north of Augsburg. Over a period of 28 days, Wolfgang visited Father Ramm four times and received advice from the holy priest, who was honored for his wisdom, piety, and extraordinary intelligence. In fact, Father Ramm was believed to have experienced an apparition of Mary, in the course of which she appeared to him under the title of Mother Thrice Admirable. During their meetings, Wolfgang and Father Ramm would pray together and venerate the Virgin Mary. On the day of their last visit together, September 28, 1615, Father Ramm had been praying in the chapel of the monastery before an image of the Virgin Mary under the title of Our Lady of the Snows. When the two men met, Wolfgang gave his wedding ribbon to Father Ramm. In the marriage ceremony of that time and place, the maid of honor joined together the arms of the bride and groom with a ribbon in order to represent their invisible union for the rest of their lives. In a solemn ritual act, Father Ramm took Wolfgang's wedding ribbon and lifted it up, while at the same time untying the knots of the ribbon one by one. As Father Ramm smoothed out the ribbon, it became intensely white. Because of this happening, Wolfgang and Sophie were able to avoid a divorce and continue their marriage. Some years later, Wolfgang's grandson Hieronymus Ambrosius Langenmantel, who was himself a priest and canon law doctor, decided to donate a family altar to the Church of St. Peter am Prelatsch in Augsburg in commemoration of the turn of the century in the year 1700. Such donations were a common tradition at the time. The altarpiece was dedicated to the Blessed Virgin of Good Counsel, and Father Hieronymus wanted it to represent the history of the Langenmantel family. A painter, Johann Melchior George Schmidtner, was commissioned to provide a painting for the family altar. He decided to base his painting on the story of Wolfgang, Sophie, and Father Rim. Therefore, Schmidtner depicts the Virgin Mary as she is untying the knots of the ribbon of married life. The crushing of the serpent illustrates that Mary is the Immaculate Conception, since she is the one exempt by special grace from all stain of original sin, is the serpent's eternal opponent. The dove is a reference to Mary as the bride of the Holy Spirit. Angels assist the Blessed Mother. One presents the knots of our lives to her, while another angel presents the ribbon, freed from knot, to us. Underneath Mary, the worried noble Wolfgang, accompanied by the Archangel Raphael, walks towards a monastery. Eventually, the story of the Langenmantel family disappeared from history. However, through the following centuries, the painting remained as an antique in the Church of St. Peter am Prelatsch in Augsburg. For some years, the painting was located in the Discalced Carmelite Convent of the same city of Augsburg. The painting, which has survived wars, revolutions, and secular opposition, still adorns the St. Peter Church today.
Although the reference to Mary as one who unties knots goes back to St. Irenaeus in the 2nd century, the devotion to Mary Untier of Knots was not well known until recently. In the 1980s, it was brought to Argentina by Archbishop Jorge Mario Bergoglio, S.J., now Pope Francis, where it remains particularly popular. The devotion has also spread through the efforts of Brother Mario H. Bertus Rivera, according to whom the Vatican has authorized the use of the image for Vatican publishing. Because of the spread of the devotion, thousands of followers of the Virgin Mary Untier of Knots now come to the St. Peter am Prelatsch Church to ask for her intercession regarding all their problems. Besides marriage difficulties, these so-called knots include a range of other problems of unusual diversity. People come to Mary for assistance regarding health, work, disputes, family complications, personal problems, and conflicts both in the community and internationally. Many government officials, business people, Catholic groups and individual pilgrims have already placed themselves under the protection of the Virgin Mary Untier of Knots.
We will be back to the Tangled Knot with Deb Rojas on the Four Persons Network in just a moment. The Four Persons Inc. is a registered 501c3 nonprofit. It is our goal to bring you the very best Catholic content possible, including great contributors like Deb. Going forward, we will continue to bring you great apologists, great educational content, devotionals, Catholic books, and live charitable and social outreach activism. To continue to keep bringing you this great program, we need your help. All of our members are volunteering their time and effort, but it costs money to pay for all of the things connected with our shows, podcasts, and articles. Please take a moment to donate. Our online credit card platform is not yet running, but you can send your tax-deductible gift to the Four Persons Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. The address again is the Four Persons Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. If you would like to advertise your business on our programs, or if you have any comment or question of any kind, please email us at email@thefourpersons.com or call us at 240-728-6531. Thank you.
At one time or another, every one of us has untangled a really stubborn knot in a rope, in a necklace, in an extension cord, in a set of Christmas lights. We all have figured out that the process is hopeless until you find the start of the knot. We also know this as well. It is one thing to untangle one necklace, but if it is 5 or 10 necklaces tangled together in a jewelry box, the task becomes that much harder. What an appropriate metaphor for us on so many levels. How many of the snarls in my life were caused by me, and how many were caused by others? And how many snarls were caused by the simple rotating motion of life, tangling our chains up with each other as the gears bind us up? It is the job of someone like Deb Rojas to help someone like me find those frayed ends so we can begin to pull those knots apart. Where people get off track is where they think that the counselor is the be-all and end-all of fixing all that ails you. Counselor can't do that, and even Deb Rojas understands this. She is a part of the solution. She can help you untangle the mental, emotional, psychological part of this. But there's more to it than that. There's the element of your own sin. There's the element of what God is doing in your own life through the trials that He's putting you through. And Deb can only help you to the extent that she has the correct information and is able to decipher that correct information. But the knots can be so extensive and have occurred over such a long period of time that it is impossible for someone like Deb Rojas to pull them apart. And that's why Deb Rojas understands that ultimately we have to go to heaven. Bishop Malone from Daybreak TV Productions.
Have you ever felt all tied up in knots? We often use that expression to describe those moments when life's tensions grip hold of us. Might be some challenges in relationships, family problems. Maybe a person is struggling with an addiction, drugs or alcohol. Sometimes we might be tied up in knots spiritually. Lent is a good time to think about the spiritual knots that might be tying us up in some bad habits or some kind of sin. Well, if that's the case, which it is for all of us at times, we have a special friend. Back around the year 200, the great Bishop St. Irenaeus made the comment that just as Eve caused knots by her disobedience, so Mary, by her obedience, untied those knots. Believe it or not, in the 1700s, a German painter painted an amazing and beautiful picture of Mary entitled Undoer of Knots. It turns out to be a favorite devotion of Pope Francis. I just recently discovered it. And the notion is we can ask Mary to help undo the knots in our lives and release us for a deeper relationship with God. Listen to this short prayer. Through your grace, your intercession, and your example, deliver us from all evil, Our Lady, and untie the knots that prevent us from being united with God, so that we, free from sin and error, may find Him in all things, may have our hearts placed in Him, and may serve Him always in our brothers and sisters. Amen.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And in my own feet. But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
For a Catholic counselor or coach? Dr. Fred Boley provides faithful Catholic counseling and coaching for men in Missouri and beyond. He conveniently offers telehealth services for anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, or just getting stuff done. You can find him at stbarn.org or 872-269-1280. Once again, the number is 872-269-1280.
Here is the latest podcast scheduled here on The Four Persons. You'll want to write this down so you can keep up with our shows. On Monday at 7, will be the new night of The Tangled Knot with Deb Rojas. Tuesday will be a flex schedule. Some weeks we'll have shows on Tuesday, some weeks we will not. On Wednesday, that will be the new night of Uncounseling with Dr. Fred Boley. Again, that's on Wednesday at 7 Eastern Time, Uncounseling with Fred Boley. Thursday will be the second flex scheduled date of our week. On Friday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, it is the Catholic Ken Apologetics Show with Ken Litchfield. Then at 7 p.m., the Luke Haskell Show. On Saturday at noon Eastern, it is the Burnt Toast and Coffee Show with apologist William Hemsworth. On Saturday evening at 7 p.m., it will be the Taking It to the Streets Show with Terry Delp. And on Sunday at 5 p.m., it is Catholicism Rocks. That is our regular schedule, and as things change, we will notify you
here at The Four Persons.
Looking for a Catholic counselor? Dr. Peter Claponis, Deb Rojas, and the team at Integrity Counseling Services provide faithful Catholic counseling in Pennsylvania and beyond. We offer telehealth and in-person counseling for porn addiction, betrayal trauma, anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, and much more. You can find us at integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781. That's integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781.
Looking for a Catholic counselor or coach? Dr. Fred Boley provides faithful Catholic counseling and coaching for men in Missouri and beyond. He conveniently offers telehealth services for anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, or just getting stuff done. You can find him at stbarn.org or 872-269-1280. Once again, the number is 872-269-1280.
She is a Catholic recording artist, multi-award-winning songwriter. She sings contemporary and folk rock music. She has been in the music industry for over 5 years. Her music is her ministry. She aims to help people that suffer from all kinds of pain in life and try to bring them to the Lord through her music. She has 3 albums out and her music is being played on radio stations all over the world. Her website is lisamarienicole.com and she is on social media. Her music page is facebook.com Lisa Songs of Worship. YouTube at Lisa M. Nicole. Instagram Lisa_Marie_Nicole_official. Her songs can be purchased on her website, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and everywhere else. Her merchandise store has everything for her ministry and can be accessed through her website. Her new CDs will be available very soon and can be purchased through her website. She counts herself blessed that God has chosen her to help spread his message. She is Lisa Marie Nicole. Get her music today.
And now, back to Deb Rojas and the Tangled Knot on the Four Persons Network.
From the YouTube channel, The Catholic Crusade, this is the Chaplet of Mary, Undoer of Knots.
Chaplet of Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, who unties the 7 knots, full of the presence of God during your life, you accepted with great humility the holy will of the Father, and the legacy of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Evil never dared to entangle you. Together with your Son, you interceded for our difficulties, and with simplicity and patience, you have taught us how to undo the knots that entangled our lives. By being our Mother, you smooth and make clear the ties that unite us to our Lord. Cover us with your protective mantle, and permit us to experience in your loving and maternal protection peace, harmony, and purity. The first knot, in our temptation, protect us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The second knot, in our sin, deliver us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The third knot, in our distress, succor us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The fourth knot, in our sorrow, comfort us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The fifth knot, in our fear, encourage us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The sixth knot, in our illness, alleviate us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The seventh knot. In our weakness, strengthen us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Concluding prayer. Holy Mary, Mother of God and ours, with your maternal heart, undo the knots that entangle our lives. We ask you to receive in your hands our petitions and liberate us from these entanglements.
Mention your petitions now.
Blessed Virgin Mary, through your grace, your intercession, and your example, deliver us from evil and untie the knots that obstruct our unity with God, so that we may find him in all things, have him in our hearts, and serve him always. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank you for tuning into this abbreviated version of The Tangled Knot with Deborah Haas. Deb will be back at the same time next Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern for The Tangled Knot. For more information on tonight's subject, we encourage you to go to praymorenovenas.com and look up the novena to Our Lady Untier of Knots. Until next week, thank you and God bless.
O Virgin Mary, Mother who never refuses to come to the help of your children in need, Mother whose hands never stop working for the welfare of your children, moved as they are by the loving mercy and kindness that exists in your Immaculate Heart, cast your compassionate and merciful eyes on me and see the snarl of knots that exist in my life. O Mother! You know the difficulties, sorrow, and pain that I've had because of them. O loving Mother, I place the ribbon of my life and this knot into your loving hand which can undo even the most difficult knot. Most Holy Mother, come to my aid and intercede for me before God with your prayers. I cast this knot into your hands and beg you to undo it, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and for the glory of God, once and for all. Our Lady, Undoer of Knots, pray for us.
You just heard The Tangled Knot with Deb Rojas on the Four Persons Network. Real sound Catholic counseling that helps us to fulfill the greatest commandment to love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole strength, and, yes, our whole mind. We will see you next week for another wonderful show with Deb Rojas. The Four Persons Inc. is a registered 501c3 nonprofit. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized use of this content without the permission of the Four Persons Inc. and our hosts is prohibited and subject to legal action. Thank you.